On March 13, 2009, the Maine Legislature's Transportation Committee met to discuss how Maine DOT planned to spend $127 million that it would be getting out of the stimulus package. The breakdown includes $75 million for roads and bridges, $52 for other modes, including $30 million for a freight initiative, $30 million for rail, $10.5 million for ports. In the following seven-minute section, you'll hear their discussion of how they would use money specifically for Sears Island. The discussion includes the possibility of using demolition to rid Searsport Harbor of Long Cove Ledge. Maine DOT also plans to award money to the Montreal, Maine, and Atlantic Railroad.
And there are other funds involved in this package, including the state committing its commitment to the Montreal, Maine, and Atlantic, the last payment when they took it over in bankruptcy from Bangor and Roostick Railroad. There's monies for IRAP. Also complementing the rail money is $10.5 million for seaports. And I would just say it's investments in our three-port strategy. Port of Eastport for $1.5 million to support a transload facility in the Calais Baileyville area.
Could I interrupt
sure.
Just there, Commissioner? I'm sorry, but
yep.
a transload facility, that would be taking the cargo from the ship. I'm talking about incoming cargo now,
yep.
Taking it by truck to this facility where it could then either go to another truck or go to train or something. Tell me what that transload facility is exactly. That's
what happened.
And likely coming the other way, stuff coming out of Maine would come
yep.
in by rail and then be transferred to truck to
right.
take to the ship.
And the distinction is that it isn't necessarily containers. It may be
right.
break bulk that gets shipped, put into a rail car from a truck.
Yep.
Now, one point it's probably valuable to share, given the recent events at Domtar, the Eastport officials, port officials, and the community officials are taking a look at prioritizing needs given the circumstances they now face. So it could be by the time we're done with this package, they may have other priorities to invest in relative to the port aside from the transload facility. So we're not entirely sure exactly what investments they're going to refer, but this will probably be revisited at this point.
So is it fair to say that the department will continue to have discussions with the Port of Eastport, the City of Eastport? Isn't there an authority that has that port?
There's the Eastport Port Authority.
So you're in constant?
Sure. And the governor's initiated those conversations with community officials and legislators from that area already, and this is part of that conversation.
Okay. And so if it isn't then a transload facility, which is what is described here, it'll be something that's determined that is their best need.
Right. Given changing circumstances.
All right. Another question.
So what you're saying is this is going to be earmarked for Eastport?
For port use, yes.
For Eastport port use?
So yes.
If the need wasn't there but it was somewhere else, it wouldn't be transferred?
It could be transferred. I mean, historically, the way the bonds are done is that we go into the legislature with a plan of how it's going to be used, and obviously we live up to that. But in the end, if there's some reason it can't go forward and there's another port need or freight need elsewhere in the state, that could be reconsidered.
But we would typically and historically would come back to the committee and report on that change of circumstance before we would make any final.
I just think that your study group is really going to be kind of a little bit of a work in progress because of the mill closings, not only there, but throughout the state, or at least the downsizing. So you'd think that's one of the main use for the railroad.
All right. Yeah. Portland, we've also allocated $3.5 million for the rebuilding of the International Marine Terminal, the IMT. The IMT is strategic in the sense that you can take containers and by barge out of Portland and do what they call coastal shipping
and rail.
Excuse me. Down to New York and other locations. And the IMT has been in desperate need of repairs for years. It needs to be broadened and widened, better lay down area. So if we're going to have that be an effective part of the strategy, these are investments that are needed. And finally, at Searsport, they're currently the Army Corps of Engineers has been studying the or doing the engineering on dredging of that marine channel. That marine channel serves Mack Point, but it also serves Sears Island as well. And it's estimated that we would need $4.5 million to match $16.5 million in federal Army Corps investment to dredge that harbor. Again, that would dredge it down from 35 to 40 feet at low tide. If you go in Mack Point and Sears Island, you know, you both would need those kinds of depths to optimize their ability to bring the bigger ships in.
Representative Hogan?
But if you got an investor for a port, wouldn't that be their responsibility, or are we talking about something different?
Well, this is like a highway. It's a marine. It's a designated marine channel, and typically the expense of dredging that goes with the federal government and the state government.
And it would also be servicing the existing facility at Mack Point, wouldn't it?
Right, right. I mean, this is the channel. I'm not saying that, you know, if right on shore, that if they need dredging, that might be the responsibility of a developer.
Correct.
Right,
it's
docks
for channel dredging.
This is the general channel coming in.
It's my understanding that this was dredged.
We're sorry. Penobscot Bay Report's link to the legislature's streaming audio was interrupted for about 40 seconds.
It's not insurmountable, but there isn't any thought to doing any demolition of that ledge in this dredging.
Are you talking about Long Cove up towards the top of it? Or?
No, actually, if the ship comes in along, and
yep.
So Sears Island would be on the starboard side, the right-hand side,
see,
as the
yeah.
ship comes in, and then Mack Point is straight ahead. Well, Mack Point's ports, piers, are kind of headed out at that ship
right.
coming in, and there is an area where the ship may turn to the left. As the, if Sears Island if Sears
yeah.
Island is on the right and there is a ledge there that they have to work around, and the pilots work around that, and it's probably a pretty expensive removal, but it isn't part of your dredging. I
don't believe so, but we'll check that out.
All right, a little technical.
Because that'd be a bit more extensive.
Yeah, thank you. Port and starboard, fore and aft. Yeah.
You were listening to a March 13, 2009 discussion by Transportation Commissioner Cole of how his agency would like to spend the stimulus money that they are going to get. In fact, Maine DOT will get 40% of the state's stimulus money. For more information about Sears Island, go to the Penn Bay website, www.pennbay.org. And click on the Sears Island portal.